Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Raul Lopez. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Lopez as described in the reports listed above. Pretty presented to the evaluation with a translator to help facilitate the evaluation and intake paperwork. Pretty is now a 35-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 7/14/16 when boxes fell on his back. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery. Period. He is no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, he filed an application for review of his award on 6. Scratch that. He received an order approving settlement on 6/14/21. Period. He then reopened his claim, period. He also completed an affidavit in association with it, and show that on 5/17/21, he injured his lumbar spine, cervical spine, and thoracic spine on 7/12/16. Period. He had undergone treatment and received awards approving settlement. Period. He also completed answers to reopen interrogatories that did not include any substantive information. Period. He stated he had been working at Pastrana, P-A-S-T-R-A-N-A, landscaping from 2020 to the present. Period. He denied any new accidents. Period. He reported his sleep is more disturbed, comma, pain more frequent and severe in the neck and lumbar, comma, have to use Tylenol on a daily basis, and is in need of medical care. Period. New paragraph. Additional medical records show he was seen by Dr. Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, on 5/3/22. Period. This was for a need for treatment evaluation. Period. It was noted he had a prior right L4-5 microdiscectomy on 5/10/17. Period. He did well following the surgery and was able to return to full duty. Period. He is no longer working at the prior landscaping company, but at a new landscaping company. Period. He continues to have chronic back pain following surgery, but he was able to work through it. Period. He states the pain has continued to worsen over the years. Period. He had continued ongoing low back pain with radiating pain to the right buttocks and somewhat into the right leg. Period. Dr. McGeehan diagnosed cervical strain, common lumbar strain, common lumbar intervertebral disc displacement, common lumbar radiculopathy. Period. From an orthopedic standpoint, he remains at maximum medical improvement. Period. He is not ready to proceed with any further surgical intervention as of yet and was still able to work. Period. He continued to see Dr. McGillian over the next many months. Period. During that period of time, he did have an MRI of the cervical spine on 8/24/22 to insert here. But there were central disc herniations at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7, with the largest one at C5-6. Period. On 10/5/22, Dr. Greaves, G-R-E-A-V-E-S, performed a cervical epidural injection. For this was repeated on 11/17/22 and 1/4/23. Period. Followed up with Dr. Nguyen and Dr. Greaves and their colleagues through 1/24/23. Period. At that time, he was discharged from care with the diagnosis of herniated nucleus pulposus at C5-6, causally related to the work injury, period. Dr. Nguyen wrote he was doing well from the injections and his pain is tolerable. Pretty has reached maximum medical improvement from an orthopedic standpoint, but he would return if symptoms worsen or return. Pretty was cleared to work in a full duty status. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a rough texture, callus formation, and dirt under his fingernails bilaterally. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Extremities lower. Motion of the hips was full, but bilateral internal and external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Paired motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes with decrepitus or tenderness. The rest of that is normal, spine cervical. Active flexion, right rotation, and right side bending were full without discomfort. Paired left side bending was full at 45 degrees with tenderness. Paired left rotation was minimally reduced to 70 degrees without discomfort. Paired active extension was to 40 degrees with tenderness. Paired there was palpable tenderness of the paravertebral musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm, but not in the midline. Paired there was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the trapezius musculature bilaterally. There's that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a 1-inch long right paramedian longitudinal scar consistent with his surgery. Period, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees, but actively flexed to 45 degrees. Period, extension and right rotation were full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period, left side bending and bilateral rotation were full without discomfort. Period, he was tender in the midline at L4 and L5. Period, supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 80 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. He actually in present complaints. He currently conveys that the epidural injections did not provide him any help, notwithstanding what he told Dr. Nguyen and Dr. Greaves. Period. Impressions. Insert what's marked from my most recent report in the impressions section. Since evaluated here, he reopened his claim and saw Dr. Nguyen beginning 5-3-22, period. He had the petition to participate in additional conservative care, period. Cervical spine MRI was done on 8-24-22 and showed a handful of disc herniations. Period, he received cervical epidural injections from Dr. Greaves, but currently reports they provided no help. Period, he continued to see Dr. Nguyen 3-1-24-23 when he was deemed a maximum medical improvement. Period, he was capable of working in a full duty status. Period, new paragraph, the current examination found there to be variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. He had mildly decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine, but Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. He had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits in either the upper or lower extremities. Period. He had skin changes on his hands, consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. New paragraph will insert the bottom marked portion of my most recent evaluation relative to permanency in the whole